And I would ask you to levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, graduating students, honored guests, bonjour à tous. It has been the tradition at McGill for the Chancellor to introduce convocation ceremonies with some personal reflections or suggestions to the graduates. Over the past 4.5 years, I've come to enjoy preparing for these events, and not long ago, I received an article from a member of the McGill School of Information Science about the scourge of widespread illiteracy in the U.S. and elsewhere. Et plus récemment, Alain Dubuc, l'éditorialiste principal pour la presse à Montréal, a souligné le niveau déprimant de littératie au Québec. One might reasonably question why I would want to raise the subject of illiteracy to graduating students from one of the world's great universities. But I'll explain. The first article I received was from a lecture given a few weeks ago by the British fiction writer Neil Gaiman. He, of course, has a vested interest in literate people. In his article, Gaiman referred to a visit to New York where he heard a lecture about U.S. prisons. What he found fascinating was the apparent strong correlation between the percentage of American 10 and 11-year-olds who couldn't read at a particular point in time and the number of prison cells which would be required 15 years hence. I was, to say the least, staggered by the information. However, I learned that this phenomenon is not unique to the U.S. It's the same in other countries, including the U.K. and Australia, and to a lesser extent, in Canada. What the article attempts to illustrate is that we all share in the responsibility of preserving and protecting knowledge and encouraging literacy, and none more than those sitting before me. As he says, protecting against illiteracy by all of us is a matter of common sense and humanity. Let me remind you how Albert Einstein responded when asked how we could make our children intelligent. His reply was both simple and wise. If you want your children to be intelligent, he said, read them fairy tales. And if you want them to be even more intelligent, read them even more fairy tales. And Gaiman concluded his lecture with the following: I hope we can give our children a world in which they will read and be read to and imagine and understand. Merci, thank you. Je voudrais maintenant inviter professeur Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2013. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations, votre persévérance et votre travail assidu. Welcome to the graduating class of 2013. It is my great honor to congratulate you on your achievements, on your perseverance, and your hard work. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our Chancellor, Chairman of the Board, Chancellor Emerita, Principal Emerita, Governors Emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you. At the same time, I would like to express my slight disappointment. I've only been principal for 2 months, and you are already leaving me. We were just getting to know each other. I am not ready for you to go, but you are ready. Alors que vous apprêtez à écrire les prochains chapitres de votre vie, j'espère que vous prendrez le temps de vous rappeler tout ce qui vous a permis d'arriver jusqu'ici aujourd'hui. Le travail assidu, bien sûr. Après tout, vous êtes du genre à vous inscrire de votre propre gré à une institution dont la devise est « Par le travail, toute chose augmente et croît ». Mais vous ne devez pas oublier tout le reste. D'abord, la joie d'apprendre que vous avez été accepté à l'Université McGill. Cela peut vous sembler très loin, mais cette première étape était importante. Remember the friends you have made. Remember all the people who have supported you in your studies. Family and friends, of course. Teachers, librarians, and staff, some of whom we are honoring with awards today. All of them have been rooting for you to succeed. Your cheering section is even larger than everyone you can see and hear at Place des Arts this morning. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate. Then take a deep breath, because you are not finished. I know you are here finally relaxing for a moment, and I'm telling you that it's not over. It's going on, and in fact, it will go on for the rest of your life, and that is good news. Today marks the beginning of something, not the end. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there is so much learning to be done and enjoy. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans un établissement universitaire, peut-être même ici, à McGill, mais la plupart d'entre eux se feront tout au long de votre existence, où que vous soyez. Et j'espère que le bonheur d'apprendre vous accompagnera toute votre vie. I also hope that you will be active participants in the world. As we baby boomers begin to vanish, your generation has an incredible opportunity and an incredible challenge. The world needs people of action. It is easy to tweet from a distance, to comment and criticize. It is much harder to do. This is your time. This is your turn. Resist the temptation to watch from the sidelines. We have seen how engaged you have been as students, how you have initiated and led so many great projects. Please carry that drive forward. I also hope that each of you will take a pen and paper and write out a detailed plan of precisely where you want your life to go over the next 50 years, then throw that map away. It is good to have a plan. It is important to have a sense of direction. But it is just as good, just as important to be open to possibilities. Nathalie Bondil, la directrice du Musée des Beaux-Arts de Montréal, utilise un mot merveilleux, créativité. Life is full of surprise and great opportunities. Be creative in your life. Recognize when doors are opening and have the courage to see what is on the other side. The lives of Richard and Carolina Walls, this morning's honorary doctorate recipients, are testaments to the value of being open to opportunity. Richard Walls did his undergraduate degree in his home state of Kentucky, then moved one state over to North Carolina for grad school. When it came time to do his PhD, he could have continued a pattern, perhaps branching out to South Carolina or Virginia. Instead, a young man who did not speak much French, n'est-ce pas, took what he called a gamble. He broke away from the path and applied to McGill. Carolina Walls, meanwhile, was covering thousands of kilometers, moving from Chile to New Brunswick to Calgary to McGill and back to Calgary. It was at a party in Calgary that Carolina broke the ice with a certain man from Kentucky. I understand you went to McGill too. Talk about seizing an opportunity. Votre chemin vous mènera peut-être à l'autre bout du monde. Il pourrait aussi ne jamais quitter Montréal, mais être sillonné d'occasions merveilleuses qui sauront vous surprendre. Do not worry if you go off script. The poet Robert Frost famously wrote about arriving at two roads in a forest. When it is time to choose between the well-worn road and the road that is less traveled, sometimes you may need to go off-road entirely. Leave yourself open to creativity, and you may be amazed at what you will discover. À titre de diplômé de l'Université McGill, nous faisons maintenant partie de la même famille. Nous partageons une tradition plus vieille encore que le Canada. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible, les portes vous seront grandes ouvertes. Please keep in touch. We will be thinking about you. You may not be able to hear us from wherever you are next, but your cheering section will be louder than ever. Félicitations, congratulations.
Thank you, Principal Fortier. Merci. I invite Mr. Michael DiGrappa, Vice Principal Administration and Finance, to introduce this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Administrative and Support Staff. Mr. DiGrappa.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. Good morning, graduates, proud family members and friends, distinguished guests, esteemed colleagues, and this year's winners of the Principal's Awards for Administrative and Support Staff. Mesdames et Messieurs, bonjour et bienvenue. McGill University's tradition of excellence is a direct reflection not only of the outstanding quality and dedication of its students and professors, but also of its administrative and support staff. The university's administrative and support staff work diligently to enhance the quality of life at McGill. These dedicated individuals are seldom in the limelight, and while they work in diverse areas of the university and perform a variety of tasks, they share a sense of purpose in working for the common good and the mission of McGill. We recognize them today for their many achievements, their commitment, passion, and humility. Principal Fortier, it is my pleasure to introduce to you today this year's winners. I ask that each recipient walk on stage when I call their name. Tynan Jarrett. Mr. Tynan Jarrett is here today representing the winners of the team projects. Today we acknowledge and celebrate the work of the Preferred First Name Project. This unique venture was led by a team from Enrollment Services, IT Services, and the Office of Social Equity and Diversity Education. The 17 McGill professionals that made up this team were committed to meaningful change and worked closely to synchronize activities and achieve the goals of this important project. With the support of the Preferred First Name Project, 11% of McGill students have now identified a preferred first name other than their legal first name. This change has been especially beneficial to trans and gender nonconforming students whose legal first name may not align with their gender identity. The work of this team has demonstrated McGill's commitment to an open, welcoming, and inclusive campus. Students and other members of our community can be proud of this initiative that has created a more comfortable and supportive environment. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you on behalf of the Preferred First Name Project, Mr. Tynan Jarrett, winners in the category of team projects. Mr. Victor Black. For close to 40 years, Victor Black has worked as an electrician at McGill University. In that time, he has been a true example of what a positive attitude and pride in your work can accomplish. Victor not only contributes new technical ideas to improve the safety of McGill's electrical systems, these initiatives have also resulted in the enhancement of the university's fire protection system. The Department of Chemistry's building director stated that without Victor's talent and experience, the auto mass and pulp and paper buildings would not run as smoothly as they do 24 hours a day. Victor is generous about transmitting his knowledge and professional experience to the newer generation of electricians. In recognition of his competence and skills, he was recently invited by professors in the Faculty of Engineering to offer a seminar to McGill students to explain and demystify electricity. The seminar was a tremendous success. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Victor Black, this year's winner in the category of Trades and Services. Walter Kucharski. A shop coordinator in the Aerospace Medical Research Unit, Walter's work is to design and construct precision equipment. As a result of his efforts, he has found novel solutions to a broad range of mechanical problems in the unit's laboratories. His innovative contributions have included NASA flight-certified equipment. In fact, at one point during the Space Shuttle program, Walter was only one of only a few Canadian technicians certified to build flight hardware for NASA, as well as being a regular consultant to the Canadian Space Agency. Throughout his 35-year career at McGill, Walter has worked countless hours on his own time to develop new approaches to advance research within his unit, the department, and the university. He provides a vital service to our community through training of our graduate and postdoctoral students. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Walter Kucharski, this year's winner in the Technical and Library Assistance category. Ms. Evie Cavis. Evie Cavis is a service clerk in the parking office of McGill University, and we all know how important parking is. Evie's professionalism and strong work ethic are unmatched. She always takes the necessary time and care to develop a rapport with the clients, resulting in improved quality of service. Evie is an employee who always goes beyond what is required of her. She never gets flustered or frustrated, no matter how difficult or complicated the situation, often developing creative solutions and presenting them in a way that empowers her coworkers. Because of her work ethic, Evie has become an integral part of the McGill convocation team, always finding solutions to any problems that arise and helping coordinate parking requirements for mobility-challenged family members during the week of ceremonies. Her initiative, flexibility, and strong interpersonal skills contribute to effective teamwork. Ms. Evie Cavis is most deserving of this award. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Ms. Evie Cavis, this year's winner in the clerical category. Ms. Martha Robinson. A maintenance supervisor and a member of the Facilities and Operations Development Team, Martha Robinson is a testament to the quality of McGill's administrative and support staff. It was Martha's quick thinking and skills that were instrumental on January 28, 2013, when a devastating flood ravaged parts of McGill's downtown campus. Without her efforts to coordinate insurance adjusters, cleaning and reconstruction crews, suppliers, teachers, researchers, and administrative staff, the university would not have recovered as smoothly as it did. Her dedication, extra time and effort, and constant presence on campus were instrumental. Martha's extraordinary skills were put to the test during this time of emergency and allowed units such as Service Point, the libraries, the Faculty of Arts and Religious Studies, among others, to avoid interruption of services, classes, and even student theater productions. She demonstrated excellent teamwork by keeping all of the trades and departments on task and on schedule. Martha Robinson made a remarkable contribution to McGill in the face of exceptionally difficult circumstances. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Ms. Martha Robinson, this year's winner in the management category.
Professor Anthony Massey, McGill University's Provost, to introduce this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. Good morning. The Principal's Prizes for Excellence in Teaching recognize excellence and commitment to teaching and celebrate those who are exceptional in demonstrating these qualities. The winners we honor today embody the best in teaching, supervising, mentoring, and advising. It is a great honor for me as Provost of McGill University to present this year's winners. When I call your name, I ask that each winner join Principal Suzanne Fortier at center stage. Madam Vice Chancellor, Ariel Fenster. Ariel Fenster teaches first-year chemistry courses, each with up to 600 students from a variety of programs, not all of whom are enthusiastic about having to learn chemistry. However, Professor Fenster's expertise and dedication leads to phenomenal success, with students developing an appreciation and an understanding of chemistry in ways that they probably never imagined. His reputation as an outstanding teacher is known throughout McGill, but also to thousands of individuals in Canada and around the world. Ariel Fenster needs no introduction. He has taught to great acclaim, also on radio, television, via the internet, and as well through the written word, reaching far beyond the campus gates. He brings the very best of McGill to countless individuals who are stimulated to think and to question simplistic and even manipulative interpretations in the mass media, and to understand the basic principles of scientific thinking and their application to everyday life. It has been said that the best professors are a combination of passion for the material they teach, the students they have in their classes, and the ability to transfer that feeling and to captivate their audience. Ariel Fenster not only fits this description, but as one student remarked, he is also a kind and patient man to everyone and the true definition of a great professor, mentor, and friend. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you a great teacher, this year's Principal Prize Excellence in Teaching in the category of faculty lecturer, Ariel Fenster. To apologize for an error in the program. The full Professor Teaching Award winner is Professor Kenneth Reagan. How can we measure the impact that a professor has on his or her students? McGillians who have taken Professor Reagan's courses in physics leave with a completely different view of the world and understand not only the basics of physics, but also how these principles apply in everyday life. That really is impact. Ken Reagan joined McGill in 1990 and has continually distinguished himself with enthusiasm and passion for teaching, while simultaneously establishing a successful research program in astroparticle physics. Indeed, his accomplishments as a teacher have been recognized within the Department of Physics, by the Faculty of Science, and in the higher education community of Montreal. He was the first winner of his department's teaching award. He has received the Leo Yaffe Teaching Award from the Faculty of Science. And in June of this year, Ken Reagan was honored with an award from SALTIS, a coalition of educators from universities and colleges in Montreal, dedicated to the development of active learning and technological innovation in science teaching. Professor Reagan is famous for his in-class demonstrations that captivate audiences and consistently guarantee extremely high attendance at his lectures. As one student remarked, "All through high school, I feared physics, but Professor Reagan's approach quickly got rid of that fear. There is no better way to learn physics than from him. He made it feel like we were talking to him one-on-one when we were a class of 700 students." Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Kenneth Reagan, an exceptional and dedicated teacher and this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching at the level of full professor.
Thank you, Professor Massey. I now invite Principal Fortier to present Richard and Carolina Walls, that they may have conferred upon them the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Principal Fortier.
It is our privilege and our pleasure today to honor Dr. Richard Walls and Carolina Walls. As philanthropists, volunteers, engaged leaders, and cherished friends, the Walls have contributed immeasurably not only to their alma mater, but to communities across the country. Energetic, passionate, open-minded, and open-hearted, the Walls exemplify what it means to be outstanding citizens. As individuals and as a couple, they embody the values of leadership and public service that McGill strives to impart in all of its graduates. Richard Walls earned his Bachelor of Science in Geology from Moorhead State University in Kentucky and his Master's from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill before coming to McGill. Following the completion of his PhD in 1978, Dr. Walls relocated to Calgary, where he has been founder, president, and CEO of several firms involved in the exploration and development of energy resources. Carolina Dugdale came to McGill through a much different route. Born in Concepcion, Chile, she moved to Canada with her family when she was 10, settling in New Brunswick and later Calgary. She won a scholarship that helped her attend McGill and graduated in 1985 with a Bachelor of Science in Psychology. Returning to Alberta, she worked in the executive search field, recruiting for junior oil companies while completing a law degree at the University of Alberta. Her legal practice focused on litigation, refugee cases, and appeals before the Alberta Court of Appeal. As individual and as a couple, Dick and Carolina Walls' philanthropy is as far-reaching as it is deep, encompassing grassroots community initiatives, education, and the arts. Carolina has led a number of significant charitable initiatives in their hometown of Calgary. Most recently, the Calgary Police Foundation, which provides education and early intervention to help at-risk youth. She has also served as a director of the Calgary Immigrant Aid Society, a cause for which, as a first-generation Canadian, she feels a special affinity. The couple have also generously supported Moorhead State University, as well as the United Way of Calgary, the Alberta Children's Hospital, and the Alberta Ballet. Carolina began her McGill studies shortly after Richard finished his, so their paths would not cross until a chance meeting in Calgary, where they learned that they shared an alma mater. "We didn't meet at McGill," Carolina said, "but we met because of McGill." No institution has benefited more richly from their generosity than our university. Of the many ways that they have given back to McGill over the years, their signature initiative may be the Best in the West scholarship program, aimed at ensuring that talented students from Alberta, British Columbia, and Saskatchewan have the financial resources to attend McGill. The program reflects the Walls' profound commitment to ensuring that future generations can benefit from the same opportunities that shaped their own lives. The Walls are more than just generous donors and loyal alumni. They are deeply engaged friends of the university. And like the truest friends, they are forthright in their conviction that McGill can and must do even more to support our students and enrich their capacity to contribute as true global citizens. from their personal and professional accomplishments to their exceptional generosity and philanthropic engagement, Dick and Carolina Walls are leaders, citizens, and alumni of the highest order. We are fortunate that they have taken their university, our university, into their hearts with such devotion. So it is with great pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Carolina and Richard Walls the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Richard Walls to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Walls.
You see what happens if you get an honorary degree, you have to do the address also, so be careful for what you wish. Well, yeah, it's a great-looking group here today. I'd like to thank Principal Suzanne Fortier and Chancellor Arnold Steinberg and the Chair of the Board of Governors, Kip Colbert. Carol Leland and I are really, truly humbled and honored to be here today. And I'm not just saying that, it's true. We'd like to thank the faculties that are here, board and alumni present today, as well as our wonderful family and friends who are sitting up in one of the loges there. Now, I can share with you when we first told our five children we would be receiving honorary doctorates in science, our youngest, who's just 11, looked up at us and said, "Do they know it, McGill? And have you told them I have to help you run your iPads and your iPhones?" So as parents, Carolina and I want to especially thank the parents and the loved ones of all of you guys who supported you with care packages and money and encouragement, and we really want to thank them today. But lastly and most importantly, let's honor and congratulate the class of 2013. Now, class of 2013, you are graduating from a university that's older than Canada itself. It's coming up on its 200th anniversary, formed in 1821. McGill is the most renowned international university in Canada, with 25% of all undergraduates from other countries in Canada. That's the highest in all of Canada. You also come from a long line of not just brains, but brawn. Canada's first official hockey team was the McGill Hockey Club, founded in 1882. The founder of basketball, James Naismith, graduated in 1887 from McGill, and you've been playing Harvard and rugby since 1874 and kind of invented the modern-day rules of football. Among its alumni, McGill has produced 9 Nobel Prize winners, 3 astronauts, 2 prime ministers, maybe 3. You know, Justin Trudeau graduated from here. 12 Supreme Court justices, 4 foreign leaders, 28 ambassadors, 3 Pulitzer Prize winners, 9 Academy Award winners, 28 Olympic medals, and the most Rhodes Scholars, 134 in all of Canada. Our logo of red and white is quite fitting because it was a McGill graduate from law school, Robert Stanley Weir, who wrote the words to our national anthem, O Canada. Now, I know you guys knew all this. Now, you've done all of this while being the only Canadian university named in the top 10 party schools in North America by Playboy magazine. Well done, well done, well done. Now, around this holiday season coming up, there's a classic 1946 movie written by Frank Capra called It's a Wonderful Life, and it begins to show again on television every year, and I'm sure many of you have seen it or at least heard about it. In the movie, George, who's played by Jimmy Stewart, is the main character. However, he believes his life has not been worthwhile. He's not rich or successful. He's lived in the same town all his life. He works in the same building that his father did. But he meets this angel, this older angel, who's yet to earn his wings, because to earn your wings in the film, the bell must ring from heaven before this angel gets his wings. But this angel shows George the importance of his life. He explains to him how he's an important part of the community. And in the end of the film, in conclusion, the town rallies around it. It has a very happy ending. And bing, the bell rings, and the angel gets his wings. I would like to talk to you today about how we are all like George. We are the sum collection of all our choices in life. And that's what George was. If someone were to tell me back in 1978 that I would be standing here today, I would have been astonished. Not that I'm still standing, but I never really set out to do the things that I did. And Dr. Fortier mentioned this earlier in her address. Things just kind of happened. I never set out to be a geologist either. I was the second of five children, raised in an Irish Catholic household in Kentucky. Neither of my parents went to university. They stressed education, though, and they stressed also we better figure out how we're going to pay for it, because we didn't have much. Four out of the five of us ended up with PhDs, not bad, but I was never really as good a student as my siblings, unfortunately. I was too busy sort of doing sort of Huckleberry Finn adventures and that type of thing. And like once I skipped class in high school, or classes in high school, not that I just skipped class once, but on this one occasion, I ended up saving a boy from drowning in the local river. Well, this presented a really big problem for Sister Mary Roberts, who was a Franciscan nun who ran the school, because she had to mete out some punishment to me, regardless of my valor. In my second year of university, when I was in Kentucky as an undergraduate, I bought this old junky pop machine, dispenses cans of pop, and decided I would load it with beer instead of pop, which is not that all that imaginative for an undergraduate to do that, but I lived in a dry county. The university was in a dry county, and it was a remnant of Prohibition, and things were that way back in those days. It worked out pretty well. I was providing a service for the students at a reasonable cost and following my parents' advice, paying for my education. And everything was going along pretty well. And then one night there was a knock at the door. And there were some very big gentlemen standing outside the door with baseball bats and other blunt instruments. And they turned out to be my local competitors. They were the real bootleggers. And you know, my friends and roommates and partners all beat it out the back door of our little house and left me there. And that's when I learned one of my first valuable lessons, that success has many parents and failure is almost always an orphan. So be careful for what you wish. Also, not every opportunity is necessarily a good idea. My father's usual response to all of this, and he had lots of responses, but his usual one was, "Don't tell your mother I have to sleep with her." Now, my mom, on the other hand, of course, she would always say, you know, his view of me was, well, even the blind squirrel finds the odd nut. So he figured I'd make out, but my mother had a lot of confidence in me. She was eternally optimistic about my shortcomings, and I would eventually amount to something. Of course, her idea was I would go join the priesthood, and that would be just fine. At first, I thought I wanted to be a writer, and I had a small scholarship and enrolled in journalism. Despite my literary prowess at the time, I needed to have a science course to fill out my curriculum. So one day, probably skipping class, I was watching a movie, and in this movie, there was this beautiful blonde goddess, and she was in, I think it was Brigitte Bardot, who was the actress, and she was in love and a passionate affair with a geologist. Voila! I found my science course. I quickly enrolled in the introductory course, and you know, watching that movie that afternoon inadvertently changed the course of my life. I didn't realize it at the time. I liked the course, I switched majors, and, well, the rest is kind of history. Well, doing my PhD, I then thought, well, I'll be a professor and a researcher. I mean, I taught 1 year at Dawson College, I taught, lectured 1 year at McGill, so I figured I was qualified for that. So one day, one of the large oil companies, Shell Oil, was on campus recruiting engineers and geologists, and they asked to see me because they heard I had been working on something in my PhD research which was similar to something they were interested in. So they offered me a job. Oh my, now I'm at a fork in the road again. You know, I had also been offered a lectureship or an assistant teaching job at Bryn Mawr College in Pennsylvania, which at that time was a small all-women's college, which seemed pretty interesting to me. What to do? To accept Shell's offer would have put me outside my comfort zone because I was going to be a scientist and a researcher. They hired younger people, undergraduates, not PhDs, and I didn't know whether I'd be any good at finding oil. Well, while being a professor was sort of natural for me. Well, you guys kind of know where it all went. I ended up doing pretty well at Shell, found lots of oil, ended up starting other companies, and it kind of the rest is history. I just kind of finish one project, do another one, finish one project, do another one. A lot of you are sitting here today, students are sitting here today, wondering what they're going to do with their degree. Where am I going to work? Who's going to hire me? If you have a job, will I be any good at it? And so forth. I'm here to tell you that question never ends. As you get older in life, I still get asked, boy, I see you sold your last company. What are you going to do next? Are you going to start another company? And it just goes on and on and on. So just, you got that piece earlier today. Just be prepared for that because it never ends. Now, my wife, Carolina, this is the really nice-looking lady right there, graduated in 1985, as Suzanne mentioned, with a science degree and had to relocate back to Calgary. Of course, there was more to it than that. Calgary was in a terrible recession at that time. Economic downturn, layoffs, and there wasn't very many jobs. She applied to many companies and couldn't get hired. Her dad finally said to her, I know this headhunter at a firm. Why don't we go see her and maybe she'll rewrite your resume and make you more employable? And Carolina said, well, I couldn't hurt. So she went to see this lady who ran a small firm. And the lady said to her, why don't you come and work for me? And Carolina said, well, I don't know what you do. How do I get paid? Well, you get paid on contingency. If you place people, you get paid. If you don't, you don't get paid. Well, she decided to take the job. There were three other employees there. She was the most junior. She was very young. They gave her a phone book, cold call, a telephone. They sat in a bullpen, and it was awful. And the guy smoked, and she was in there working away. And he gave her a little project. Here's a geologist we want to, here's your speech you read when you call someone up, when you cold call them. Of course, she was the most junior, so she didn't get the senior firms, the large oil companies, which were more likely to hire. She got the small companies, you know, the ones where the president answers the phone. And, you know, halfway through the phone book one day, a gruff engineer, and she hated these cold calls, answered and said, and she told him about what she was representing. He says, well, I'm looking for a geologist, but he needs to find oil and quick. So she marched over with her resume of this guy, and he told her, like, look, you know, I can find people like that. You've got to find somebody better than I can find, or you won't get paid. Well, he didn't know Carolina. She's persistent and very observant, and she came to the country when she was 10 years old and didn't speak either official language. She got a degree at McGill in science. She found this guy a good geologist, and guess what? She then found him another one, and then pretty soon, within months, she was matching placements with the owner of the firm. So what did she do? Well, about a year later, she went in and resigned. And her boss was astonished. She says, "You're making all this money in a downturn? Are you crazy?" And she said, "No, I wrote my LSATs. I've been accepted to several law schools, and I want to go practice law and represent people. It's not about the money." For her, it was never really about the money. She walked away from it because she knew if she didn't, she would never go to law school. She would never do what she did. And she had this burning desire to do it. So she walked away from a successful job to do that. She came to the fork in the road. Many years later, she left the full practice of law, and this was right after winning a very major court of appeal, a controversial court of appeal case, and she did it to focus on raising our children, some of who were sitting up there. Be there when they came home. And she's never really looked back. And she's the one who came up with the concept Best in the West to provide scholarship funds. It wasn't my idea, it was hers. And many of the philanthropic efforts come from her. She's a real problem solver. I call her a muse. You guys know what a muse is. She's a muse. If you have something you need to get, there's, she's right there. Her father used to say to her, you'll never lose your education. You will just use it in another way. For her, the end of something was just the beginning of something new. Now, in summary, our experience have taught us what George learned in the movie. And I'm going to tell you this. Never compare yourself to anyone else, as you will either be very, very vain or very unhappy. Instead, set your own goals. If you're at the fork in the road, when you will be many times, disconnect yourself from Facebook and Twitter and social media. Step back and think about what it is you're going to do. Now, don't become a hermit. You have to be engaged in your opportunities. Don't be a passive observer. Now, in summary, go on your wings, listen for the bell, and have a wonderful life. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wallace, for a real life story. Certainly a lot in it. Well, we've come to that point now. We'll now proceed with the conferral of the academic degrees. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I call upon the provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. McGill's tradition is that fall convocations are university-wide ceremonies bringing together graduates from many faculties as one. This morning, I am pleased to invite students graduating from the faculties of arts, education, law, music, religious studies, and science for the conferral of their degrees, diplomas, or certificates. These are truly joyous events in the annual cycle of a university, but particularly here at McGill, where we have such talented and accomplished students. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboard on, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulders. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping is done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as she or he leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare
que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste officielle des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. Our tradition is to begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduates. I now invite Professor Kathleen Sybil to introduce the graduates and the deans of the faculties or their delegates to present the diplomas. Congratulations, class of 2013. Félicitations.
Chancellor, from the Faculty of Arts, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Art History, Erin Silva. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in English, Ian Alexander Whittington. Degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Stephen Wittig. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Islamic Studies, Fashkihal Asimi Halan. Degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Linguistics, Chen Qiu. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Philosophy, Oren Magal. For the degree of Master of Arts in Anthropology, Joshua Friesen. For the degree of Master of Arts in Art History, Mercilly Dion Petit. For the degree of Master of Arts in Communication Studies, Claire Girard. Also for the degree of Master of Arts, Mohamed Lofti Kouga. The degree of Master of Arts in Economics, Miao Ni. Yanshui Wang. For the degree of Master of Arts in English, Layoshka Kisad. For the degree of Master of Arts in French, Sophie Breton-Tran. For the degree of Master of Arts in History, Dylan Burrows. Adam John Cullion. Alexandra Diva Ketchum. Natasha Lapos. Graham Richmond Mack. Laurence Messier. Jeffrey Sean Rosamond. Tyler Yank. for the degree of Master of Arts in History of Medicine, Martin Siglienti. Lauren Elizabeth Di Gabrielli. For the degree of Master of Arts in Medical Anthropology, Kristen Jean Flemons. Julianne Carey Yip. For the degree of Master of Arts in Political Science, Jessica Marianne Beckney. Jonathan Richard De Poister. Eva Folk Pedersen. Shima Jordan Vigoda. For the degree of Master of Social Work, Jacqueline Nicole Armstrong. Faye Assey. Megan Ayotte Thompson. Chloe Samantha Beedham. Caitlin Bacama. Catherine Alexandra Beveridge. Gwenna Caroline Yang. Christopher Kareem Charlton. Natalie Cortez. Andrea Davidson. Melinda Dimino. Amy Christina Didymus. Jennifer Dupuy. Lisa Fascio. Karin Fonda. Gina Glidden. Gabrielle Anne Guimont. James Richard Guthrie. Lisa Caitlin Mills Harvey. Jennifer Lynn Horrell. Amy Hyber. Maria Cavadias. Philippa Maris Klein, Alumni Award for Excellence in Clinical Practice. Laura Alexandra Lieberman. Sufishan Malik. Jean-Philippe Marcoux. Amanda Caitlin McCollum. Gina Bowne Metallic. Jeremy Raymond Edward Paul. Bonnie Ann Fero. Odette Kenneville. Yasmin Sikander. Georgetta Simona Staiku. Lay Linda Stevens. Melanie Ruth Sterner. Lauren Nicole Stoddart. Unity. Sophie Trudeau. Laurie Ruth Vinerick. Tal Zellinger. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Jennifer Lee Knoll, Dean's Honor List. Mackenzie for Parsons. Morgana Swell, Honors in Anthropology. Veronica Catherine Winslow. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Art History, Adeline Dreschel. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Classics, Juliana Ryan Libovich. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Computer Science, Anika Tavasun. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in East Asian Studies, Terry Lynn Sihanath. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Economics, Faria Tanzim Antora. Shahara Bhatt. Liam Peter Clark. Yuhan Gao, Distinction. Anna Grauers, Distinction. Shazia Hassam. Samson Hassan. Muhammad Ali Hayat Khan. Xu Jiang. Jonathan Thomas Kim. Fabio Vinson. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in English, Rachel Arlene Anderson. Jordana Susan Como. Kevin Dross, First Class Honours in English, Dean's Honour List. Mihai Eni. Sarah Marie Gitch. Denise Andrea Golick, Distinction. Timothy Colin Lem Smith, Distinction, First Class Joint Honours in English and History. Emily Newell. Laura Payne Smith. Sev Noah Steinlauf. Allison Chloe Yolis. Gillian Sakia. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Environment, Jonah Davis Dorfman. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Geography, Astrid Elizabeth Burgess. Vanessa Tran. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in History, Taylor Harris Adler. Henria Aton, First Class Joint Honours in History, First Class Joint Honours in Religious Studies, Dean's Honour List. Keegan Elizabeth Butler, Honours in History. Emily Elizabeth Cameron. Sarah Esme Clement. Zoe Cohen. Sarah Ann Emanuele. David Freeman. Dominique Catherine Glassman. Leah Elizabeth Higgins. Zachary Kay, Distinction, First Class Honours in History. Eric Paget. Amanda Michelle Pavia. Jonathan Nigel Penn. Helen Elizabeth Fredellis. Vienna Yu. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Industrial Relations, Xenia Escamilla. Devani Elisa Bazine, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Dean's Honour List. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in International Development Studies, Frances Lucille Loria. René Faith Dresner Distinction. Bailey Liza Greenspan. Emily Jean Knox, First Class Honours in International Development Studies, Dean's Honour List. Katrina Nicole Kordowski. Claire Marion Jones McKenzie. Marina Sophia Mellis, First Class Honours in International Development Studies. Shana Ponak. Maya Richmond. Kayla Michelle Rima. Jenna Rissiou. Erica Seidenbusch. Marie Vasirian. Olivia Zeidler-Zbrowska, Honours in International Development Studies. The degree of Bachelor of Arts in Langue et Littérature Française, Sabrina Gauthier. Bianca Lapointe. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Linguistics, Rebecca Kathleen Meredith Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Music, John Stuart Andrews. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Eslin Adu. Tracy Attil. Julian Virginia Coyne. Charles Dauphiné Pederno. Aya Dekis. Alice Thévaux. David Goulet Larocque. Sherry Gu Distinction. Ian Hutchison. Zhu Yeong Jiang. Quinn Campbell Keenan, Honours in Political Science. Oliver Kingsman. Sarah Catherine Lazur, Distinction. Alexander Solomon McKenzie, Honours in Political Science, Distinction. James Edward Mee. Honoria Nedvik. Harut Sarian. Victor Silvestrin Racine. Eva Lee Swirsky. Aminta Syed. Alyssa Ray Archer Cooper. Michaela Asfour. Marie-Lee Tang. Jade Lauren Corentin. Mirena Cusano. La reine Mère-Marie Kyla de Carolis. Stephanie Dimitrov, Distinction, First Class Honors in Psychology. Caroline Ducharme Giroux. Sara Soraya Fargali. Keslin Francisc. Alexandre Gauthier. Elise Jennifer Gentry. Ricky Jane Godhelf. Rebecca Pearl Himmelfarb. Alina Jessica Klink. Kyle Kramer. Megan Pauline Crone. Catherine Lambert. Julie Lavelle, Dean's Honor List. Keenum Raimondo McNeil. Anna Maria Mazziorninis. Tania Miguez. Lisa Monticalvo. Ashley Raposo. Jennifer Eva Ritchie. Anista Sangara Pillai. Maria Camila Velez, Dean's Honors List. Chen Si Wu. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Sydney Lynn Alexander. Matthew Alexander Champa. Lina Pivakis. Felicia Ariel Perlman Rennick. Andrew Seu. Justin Christopher Simon. With a degree of Bachelor of Arts in World Religions, Ellen Bolger. Emily Dishner. Rachel Hoyangong Ko. Megan Renee Masterson Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Social Work, Marcela Domingos, Dean's Honor List. Ashley Brittany Gammy. Scarlett Jaya Dylan Smith, Dean's Honor List. Ryan Tom, Dean's Honor List. Madam Principal, for the Faculty of Education, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Educational Science, Psychology, Eric Poitras. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Educational Studies, Melanie Wilson. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Kinesiology and Physical Education, André Castonguay. Ryan Andrew Okama. Erin Louise Betham. For the degree of Master of Arts in Counseling Psychology, Laura Copeland. Robin Laurent Grumet. Katomi Pulo Kasigaman. Konstantina Stamoulos. For the degree of Master of Arts in Education and Society, Helen Barbara Bradley. Amélie Lemieux. Mona Maurice Macramala. For the degree of Master of Arts in Educational Leadership, Moon Jong Kim. Annie Maisonneuve. For the degree of Master of Arts in Educational Psychology, Chao Tian. For the degree of Master of Arts in Kinesiology and Physical Education, Stephen James Dunn. For the degree of Master of Arts in Second Language Education, Miriam Perez. Jorge Alejandro Quiroga Villalba. Shujiao Wang. For the degree of Master of Arts in Teaching and Learning, Kashashai Gafashir. Elisa Chimarro. Eric Anthony Di Micheli. Riley Garth Long Draver. Samara Dawn Hutkins. Ming Jung Kim. Jinju Lee. Sarah Amin Murad Malika. Tamina Kirvani. Nicholas Raphael Phyllis Shapiro Teaching Award. Farideh Raghani. Amanda Angela Saniti. Enrico Savastano. Robert Schweitzer. Michael Schetzer. Stavros Spetsiris. Kimberly Ann Stanbra. The degree of Master of Education in Educational Psychology, Kristen Nicole Bastet. Timothy Alexander Comerford. Alicia Josephine Di Stefano. Laura Fagandani. Sabrina Halili. Maria Vaccaro. For the degree of Master of Library and Information Studies, Stephanie Sarrazin. For the degree of Master of Science in Kinesiology and Physical Education, Olivier Babino. Anastasia Di Careva. Hannah Faye Lemke. Nora Jane McMillan. For the Graduate Certificate in Teaching English as a Second Language, Catherine Elaine Cleveland. Isabelle Fahmy. Beverly Katz. For the Certificate in Inclusive Education, Emily Nakwindu. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Kindergarten and Elementary Education, Bettina Elizabeth Antal. Catherine Clark Laurent. Lee Helen Golin Mosher. Leah Cheryl Heather Hendricks. Nicole Samantha Schweitzer. Sabrina Vocino Montpetit. Esther Alexandra Wolfend. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary English, Daniel Fitzpatrick. Isaac Antonius Thomas Eland. Natasha Maiorino. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Mathematics, Andrew Rocco Giacobbo. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Teaching English as a Secondary Language, Elementary and Secondary, Richard Roth, Dean's Honor List. for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology, Samantha Goodman. The Faculty of Law, for the degree of Doctor of Civil Law, Graciela Jassa Silveira. For the degree of Master of Laws in Air and Space Law, Arthur Eberg. Nicole Anne Carole Gonzalez. Armand Kahn. Juliana Macedo Scanuzzi dos Santos. Sedi Mabula Musavi Same. Jififi. For the degree of Master of Laws in Law, Thomas Etienne. Porsche Mababazi Karageya. Mandana Niki Giad. Guillermo Silva. For the degree of Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws, Ellen Burke. Silvia Dimitrova. Dorian Holborn. Vincent Riendo. Adrian Mark Thorogood. For the Sulich School of Music, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Music, Song Hui Chong. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Early Music, Jiwon Kim. Bennett Edward Mahler. For the Artist Diploma in Performance Oboe, Olivier Paul Halbarier. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Faculty Program in Music, Ross Jan Koopmans Distinction. Quinn Wu. Jane Onsi Jian. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Lise Marie Riverdi, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Double Bass, Joshua Dylan Bullen. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Piano, Maya Danielle Rand. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Trumpet, Nicolas Bejarano, Outstanding Achievement in Trumpet. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance for Voice, Ashley Elizabeth Buckhart. Kelsey Downer. Mr. Chairman of the Board, Faculty of Religious Studies, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Religious Studies, Ranganathan Balasubramanian. Jeffrey Allen Kaiser. For the degree of Master of Arts in Religious Studies, Stephanie Machakabi. Faculty of Science. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biology, Paul Edwards. Luke Harrison. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Chemistry, Karina Midori Mori Carneiro. Sichi Chua. Teresa Jessica Miletti. Georgios Risis. Miroslav Sela. Kenwood King Ho Vong. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Computer Science, Nuruddin Lamid. Arash Nurian. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Geography, Arthur Gerrish Green. Philip Molo Maxona Mosana. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Mathematics and Statistics, Hadi Bigley. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Psychology, Rachel Maura Brown. Sarah Etchison. Philip Johnson. Marina Milayavskaya. Claire Joanna Stars. For the degree of Master of Science in Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, Annabelle Filion. Brett Nicholas Soderholm. For the degree of Master of Science in Biology, Véronique Brulet. Chelsea Lee Chisholm. Lima Mahakayelo. Robbie Marot. For the degree of Master of Science in Chemistry, Sarah Ali. Eric Habib. Annabelle Dorothée Hergel. Ryan Marco. For the degree of Master of Science in Computer Science, Majinda Kaur. Shi Tai Liu. Bentley James Oakes. Sandip Kumar Wadwani. For the degree of Master of Science in Earth and Planetary Sciences, Daniel Edward Chavez. For the degree of Master of Science in Geography, Martin Larouche. for the degree of Master of Science in Mathematics and Statistics, Adam Rafael Alcolado. Sebastian Picard. And for the degree of Master of Science in Physics, Timothy Blay. Aaron Alex Farrell. Nagaswara Rao Gatimanini. Ahmed Khorshid. Rosa Georgina Rodriguez Mota. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Daphne Chandra. Sohi Khan. Samantha Elizabeth Leriger de la Plante. Marcus Osenbrook, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honours in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Claire Kennell. Cynthia Rossi. Kim Lan St. Pierre. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Jean-Frédéric Olivier. Irene Jacou. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Ina Ermichuk, Distinction, First Class Honours in Biology. Ismat Serin Hook. Stephanie Masik. Yann Pouliot-Saint-Pierre. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Safia Ali. Marie-Chantal Ferland. Michael Sylvester Kovacs. Gloria Luneta. Sharon Francis Maloney. Oishik Sayed, Honours in Chemistry. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, Kamram Najagiv. Kokhuita. The degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Biology, Eleni Rem-Zaurur, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth Sciences, Catherine Jean Armstrong, First Class Honours in Earth Sciences. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Environment, Marzia Gassi, Distinction, First Class Honours in Environment. Alexandra Laham, Honours in Environment. Dana Sihar, Honours in Environment. for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Marie-Ève Dumas. Kelsey Lynn Neal. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Computer Science, Gabrielle Gaudriot, Honours in Mathematics and Computer Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Mark Sharibati. Isen Zhang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience, Nadine Elizabeth Demko, Distinction. Victoria Lee. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics, Lydia Dida. Matei Petrescu. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Charlotte Halas. Danish Ali Hussein. Sofiane Werth, Distinction. Surajai Kumar Ramnamurti. Karen Wong. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Inderpal Singh Dhillon. Alison Dunn. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Software Engineering, Benjamin Robert Aaron Tasker. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science, Siu Yu Ju Chu. Kayleanne Clegg, Distinction. Heather Leslie Goddard. Geneva Tsaku. And last but not by no means least, Stephanie Mackay Wood.
Thank you, Professor Sibbald, for a very, very great job at calling out the names. Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever.
À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the diploma of the degree, to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Strobel, to read the benediction. Ask everyone to rise.
To share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you, may this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth, for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem. Thank you.
Stand up.
Thank you.